Welcome to the third episode of Auditions for Lone Star.
Yay!
With your hosts, Rochelle Euler and...
Valkyrie Celeste, y'all.
I thought you were going to, like, forget your name for, like, 2 seconds there.
No.
You were like, a dude.
I'm like, derp. I was trying to get a convincing accent, but it didn't come out convincing anyways.
Yay, episode 3.
Aww.
So, we've got some new contestants, we've got some old contestants, but like, woohoo! So, I'm like super excited to be here tonight. Woohoo!
Me too.
So we've got about 7 auditions tonight, which is pretty exciting.
Awesome.
I know, right? Woohoo, some new people too, which I'm excited about. I like new people.
New people rock.
We're stealing them. All right, so let's get started.
Yay.
Yahoo.
Hey-haw.
Yee-haw. Get her done. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Up first, we have Katsumi H. Hopefully I said your name right.
I've got the lights turned up, the door is locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight.
Ooh, we got somebody new.
Yeah.
Katsumi H.
Ooh.
And she sang Rascal Flatts. Yes.
Ooh, that's cool.
The weight, maybe she listened to the other episode when I was like, the weight of my heart is Rascal Flatts.
It sounds like girly though. Does Rascal Flatts sound girly?
A little bit. Have you never heard Rascal Flatts, Val?
Probably, but I don't know who. I have probably heard something of his on the radio, but don't know it was him.
Like, what hurts the most?
Oh, I've heard that one.
Yeah, that's them. So.
Well, I thought that was a girl, though.
Wait, have you heard the Cascada version, like the techno one?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then, because that is a girl. What did you think?
I think it just sounds like a girl to me.
Oh my god. What did you think of this?
I don't have anything bad to say about it, except for, like, the mic quality is kind of...
Yeah, did you only have it in one earphone?
Yeah.
It sounded like it was, like, turned to the right too much or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that really bothered me.
And there's a lot of white noise.
Yeah, and just kind of, like, awkward pauses, like you were singing along with the music, which is fine because next week you... will be singing along with music, so
it's so like, we won't care.
It was on pitch, it was good. It was a little boring, like this is a really fast upbeat, like not really fast, but it's a more upbeat song, so I wish you would just like put a little bit more like energy into it. Like it's a very like bouncy-ish kind of song, so that was my one comment. But like your voice is really pretty and you have a very nice country voice, which I enjoyed, so I thought it was good.
Yes, I liked the little hint of vibrato you had. You have a nice voice.
Yeah, it was super cute. I was excited. I was, like, unexpected. I don't know, I guess I just, like, always expect new people.
Expect all noobs to suck.
Yeah, like, I guess I just, like, when I see new people, I'm like, oh, new person, like, what's gonna happen, you know? You never know, so. That's how I felt.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. Okay, I'm done.
Me too.
Woo! Up next is the lovely and sexy Alana. Take it away.
Now here's what separates heroes from common folk like you and I. The man they call Jane, he turned round his plane and let that money hit the sky. He dropped it onto our houses. He dropped it into our yards. The man they call Jane, he stole away our pain and headed out for the stars. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor, stood up to the man and then gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they call Jane.
Alana.
Yay!
I love that you sang something from Firefly. Like, it actually made me laugh so hard and just, like, really happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about Firefly.
So good. It's, like, this amazing sci-fi show. And it has, like, a very Western feel, and, like, a lot of the music in it is, like, country style. So, totally counts, Alana. Ah. Totally.
Yay.
Epic win.
I thought it was something from Broadway, but Joss Whedon's kind of, like, counts as Broadway.
Yeah, so. Joss Whedon. He's all over that Broadway stuff.
Yeah.
Your mic, again. I'm going to say it every time you record something for us that I hate the crap of. But, like, in all seriousness, this was a really good song choice for you. I know you were,
I loved it. Yeah.
I know you were like, oh, it I did it for sounds... the lols. But, like.
Yeah.
But this
but was, it was good.
This was so cute. Like. You, I love your lower range. Like, you have such a nice low, like, alto-y voice. And I think that this, like, really showed that off. And the ending note was really good as well. I really liked this.
And I liked the energy you had on it. And it sounded like... I don't know. It sounded like something from the 50s on, like, an old Western show to me. So I thought it was
totally
funny.
Did. I totally agree.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I loved it.
It was funny and good.
Yeah, see? See? Funny and good. It's possible. It's possible.
Yay.
Woohoo! Oh my god, that was so cute. I'm still, like, excited about Firefly. It makes me really want to go watch it. Ugh, I love it. It's so good.
I guess I should watch it.
No, you should. It's so good.
I don't know.
Gotta love the sci-fi.
I'm so lazy with shows.
It's, like really short because it was canceled.
Aww.
It, which really sucks because it was a really good show. And then there's a movie, and the movie's, like, so epic.
Ooh.
The cast is just good.
Two episodes? No.
It's, like, I think it's, like, 22 or something. It's, like, a season long, and then...
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it might even be under 20. It might be, like, exactly 20. I don't remember. It's really not that bad. But it's so good.
As long as it's under 50 episodes.
Valg is like, as long as it doesn't go past, like, 50, I'm fine.
Yeah, I have standards.
Standards. Ugh. Okay, we should be done. Because we just rambled about nothing for, like, 20 minutes. Okay. Done.
Done.